It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help, and can't get a hold of anyone. If you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right, a real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
I've said all along, there isn't another show on TV like Ayanla Fix My Life. Lord. She truly is the master of helping people to excavate what is really holding them back from being their authentic selves. So she's here today, and she is here with her session called You Matter, Ayanla Venzon.
Good morning. I say good morning because I have not seen you today. I thank you for your years and years of love and support. I thank you for your years of love and support of me. I thank you for your years of love and support for my beloved sister, Bonnie Mama, Bonnie. Miss Oprah Winfrey, and for supporting this network and the work that's done here, for supporting yourself and just being willing to come out and learn and grow and heal. And that is really the essence of my message to you today. Two words that I want you to take from here today. You matter. Breathe on that with me. You matter. Who you are matters. What you do matters, because you matter. How you do what you do matters, because you have a life in your hand, and your life is in the hand of an angel. So how you spend that life, moment by moment, day by day, it matters. You matter. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't know that for a very long time. Anybody with me on that? Oh, don't leave me out here by myself. I didn't know that for a very long time because, unlike many of us, or like many of us, I was raised by people who were crazy as hell. Really, you know, in this modern age of technology, they dress stuff up and they say they were dysfunctional. The people that raised me were crazy as hell. Chief among them was my grandmother. You know, and I mean, I try to be a good grandmother, and grandmothers are sacred in the world. I know they are. But and I ain't one to talk ill of the dead, but I will today. Not ill, just truth. My grandmother was crazy as hell. Meaner than a wet cat. I'm telling you, my grandmother was so mean that when she came in the room, the goldfish stopped. Is she coming? Nothing wanted to be moving in her presence, because she was mean. And I, as a little person, made up that her meanness was all about me. Don't we do that? Don't we take on other people's stuff and make it about us when we don't know that we matter? When you don't know you matter, you will make somebody else's crazy about you. You got your own stuff to handle. You don't have to take on anybody else's. But I made my grandmother's meanness and her crazy and her impatience all about me. And I didn't know that I mattered because I took on what was given to me as my own. We have a tendency to do that. And it was many years later, when I understood my grandmother's story. You see, we get our meaning and our mattering from our story. And if we tell a story in a way that disempowers us, we won't know that we matter even in the midst of the story. My grandmother was half Tsleil-Waututh, half Cherokee, and half African-American, raised by sharecroppers in Virginia. This is a problem, people. Just one of them things is enough to jack you up. Native American and black in Virginia? This was not going to turn out well for her. But I learned my grandmother's story. She was one of 11 children. Her father was a sharecropper. Her mother died when she was 7 and left the father to raise those 11 kids. And the way my grandfather, my great-grandfather, controlled his children was with an iron fist. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. And one of the things that he told my grandmother was she was never to go beyond a certain place on the farm. Never to go beyond the place that her father could control. And one day at the age of 9, my grandmother moved beyond the place that her father told her to go. And when she went beyond those boundaries, she was raped by the farm owner's son. And she came home and she ran home to tell her daddy that this man had hurt her. And what her father did was beat her. He beat her the same day she had been raped because her disobedience to his rules and his regulations could have gotten them all thrown off the farm. And that was the wound that my grandmother carried. You see, there's meaning in the story, no matter how tragic the story may be. And if you look beyond the events for the meaning, you'll find out that you matter even in the midst of a tragedy. My grandmother's story taught her that when you disobey, you'll get punished. And therefore, your thoughts, your needs, your feelings don't matter. What matters is that you do what other people tell you to do and what they need you to do to keep them safe. My grandmother disobeyed and got raped and then got beaten. And that experience taught her that she had to be silent about the difficulties that she experienced in life and loyal to people that didn't treat her well. And when you're loyal to people that don't treat you well, you learn that you don't matter. What I want you to know today is that you matter. Even your mistakes matter, and your difficulties matter, and your tragedies matter. It's all about the way that you look at them. And my grandmother passed that message on to me. Do what other people want you to do. You don't have a free thought. Your freedom puts you at risk. You do what other people say, and you don't matter. And it took me a long time to live beyond that teaching and that lesson and that message to learn that I matter. I matter. And it began with having a strong no. Baby, you got to have a strong no. So many of us, we got flabby no muscles. See that right there? That's a flabby no muscle. You got to have a good, strong, solid no muscle that you can stand in, and you got to have a yes muscle. You got to say no to the things that don't honor you, no to the things that don't bring you joy, no to the things that don't bring you peace, and you don't have to explain your no. You got to have 101 different ways to say no. How do you say no? Do you have a no voice? No. Nope. Everybody know this one. Oh, hell to the no.
Nah. Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
You matter, and your no matters. And don't back up on your no. Don't draw your line in the sand, and when somebody crosses it, you back up and draw another line. No, stand on your line. Stand for your no, and stand for your yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When you matter, you stand in your no and for your yes. And you know what each one represents to you. You matter. What you think matters. What you think matters. Because let me tell you something. If you don't get your mind handled, it is not going to turn out well for you. I don't know what else to say. Because if you can't win in your own mind, between your own ears, what do you think you're gonna do out here in the world? Have you ever lost an argument in your own mind? Don't leave me out here by myself. When you be trying to figure out what somebody gonna say, well, I'm gonna say this, and she gonna say that, and I'm gonna say this, and they gonna say that, and I'm gonna say, and you lose the argument in your own mind by yourself. This is not gonna turn out well for you. You matter. Your thinking matters. It absolutely matters. Let me tell you something. I have some people up here. Am I by myself? How many people know there's more than you up here? And all of them think they matter. It's like a committee. And that committee got a subcommittee. You know, and if I don't keep the meeting in order, them suckers, they just drive. You know, I'm like walking. And then to make it worse, when the committee is in meeting, you know, when you get over a certain age, you can't remember what the committee has sent you to do. I come up here. Which committee am I on right now? Oh Lord, can somebody listen? I write stuff down and forget where I put the pad. So I had to learn that my thinking matters, and I've got to think in simple thoughts. Think in simple sentences. Don't complicate things in your own mind by trying to figure out what somebody else is going to say about what you got to say. Just get the simple sentence, say it. Because you matter. What you want matters. What you feel matters. I had to unlearn the lessons my grandmother and the big people taught me. Because for a long time, I didn't believe that what I was feeling mattered, that what I was knowing mattered. And so I had an addiction to comparing myself to other people. Act of violence against yourself when you compare yourself to other people, because they crazy too. Can't manage your own crazy. What you doing up with somebody else is comparing yourself. You are comparing yourself to crazy. So what you want in the moment, make it matter with a no to what you don't want and a yes to what you're willing to attract and create and bring into your life. You matter. What you do matters.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
Let me tell you how I learned about what I do matter. I have a habit, you know, I do everything for myself because I refuse to give up my freedom in the world. My grandmother, she fought for my freedom. And I'm not going to walk around with security guards and people following me because you want pictures everywhere. Don't approach me in the Target. It's not going to turn out well for you. Because everybody know you go to Target with one purpose, right? To see what they've gotten new since yesterday. Everybody knows that! But I have a tendency to go out looking less than my fabulousness. So I was in the Home Depot, and I had on some high water sweatpants. Oh, the card with the elastic at the bottom! They are bad enough, but then when they be high water, you know, that is just total tackation, okay? I was tack-alicious in the Home Depot, okay? Wait a minute, I had on the gray high water sweatpants with the elastic at the bottom. And a fatigue army jacket. I just went to get one little thing. I don't remember what it is now, because I would tell y'all, because y'all would understand how important it was and why I risk running out in the house looking like that. But I can't remember, because I'm old as hell right now. So I was there. I had on the army fatigue jacket and no bra. God knows there's a lot of things I don't need, but a bra is one of them. I was in the Home Depot with no bra on! Ooh. You do wild things when you don't know you matter. And the fatigue jacket, and I topped it all off with a baseball cap. I was just running, I swear, I was just running in to get one little thing. So I was there in the line, and getting in the thing, and now they have the self-checkout, which I can never figure out how to do. Because the thing wants you to put the thing on the thing, and then it'd be buzzing and ringing. So anyway, I was standing there in my disguise. This was a disguise. Because nobody who know me would think that I would be in the Home Depot looking like that. But there I was in the Home Depot, not understanding that I matter. So of course, somebody would have to be an own viewer, recognize me in the Home Depot. And this is, see, y'all can't just recognize people and say hi, you know. You got to go through all level and manner of maturation and hysteria. At the self-checkout counter in the Home Depot, and I am tackalicious. All right? So I'm standing there, and she says, "Wah!" So I jump, she jumped. She said, "Is that you?" I said, "No!" That taught me I matter. I go to the Home Depot, the Office Depot, the office, the bathroom, the bedroom, the kitchen, the cellar, the roof. I matter. And how I show up in the room matters because I matter. Who you are matters. And how you show up matters. Every moment of every day, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you matter. You are demonstrating the presence and the power and the love and the beingness of God in everything that you do. You matter. It doesn't matter who raised you. You matter. It doesn't matter what they did. You matter. It matters what you do because you matter. You don't get anything else. When you start telling yourself that sad old story, stuck on just the old-fashioned love song. Stop it. Because you matter. If somebody had the privilege and the honor of walking into your life to spend time and loving, learning and healing, living and growing with you, and they didn't have the good sense to stay, you need to be glad to be rid of them. You matter. Stop chasing things that are beneath the truth of who you are. You matter. Stop holding on to things and people that weigh you down. You matter. Stop behaving in ways that don't honor the divinity and the nobility within you. You matter. Let me tell you a quick story. So, I do love a sale. Don't leave me out here by myself. It don't even matter what's on sale. Tell me why I bought some pomegranates the other day. I didn't know what they was. Not pomegranates. See, I tell you I didn't know what they was. They was persimmons. I don't know what to do with them. But they were 3 for $2. I had to have them. They still sitting right on the side of the sink. I don't have a clue, baby. Anyway, I ran to the store because they had socks on sale. I saw it in the coupon. They had the Hue socks on sale, 3 for $10. And I do love Hue socks because they come in such a variety of colors. I really do love them, even though with my shoes on, nobody can see that the bottom of my sock is a color. But it matters. So I went to the Hue store to get the socks. They were 3 for $10. They was on sale, and I was digging. But this Hue sock, the lane is very small, and I'm blessed in areas that we won't have conversation about in this moment. And so when I bent over, one of the Hue socks that I was trying to get fell in my bag. I had a bag because I was returning a dress that I bought on sale. And so one of them fell in, and I said, okay, I'll get that in a minute, because I was really intrigued by the colors. I was looking at the colors, and I was trying to get the socks. So I got the socks, and I went to the counter. I got 6. That would be 3 for $10, 6 for $20. Don't know what the sale is there, but I don't need 6 new pair of socks. So I got the socks, and I went downstairs because I had to go down because I had to return the dress. And so I got to the counter, and I was returning the dress, and I stood there, and I looked down, and oh, clutch your pearls, horrification and shock. I looked down, and that pair of socks that had fallen off the rack into my bag was down there. And in that moment, a voice, a dark voice, on the way to some fast food restaurant, stopped in my brain and said, don't worry about it, you've already spent a lot of money. And when I heard that, I said, and I ran, scared the people half to death. Had the bag, I'm running, screaming to the escalator. People are looking, moving out the way. They didn't even notice that I was a lady on Oprah. So just moving, because I was screaming like a stark raving lunatic. Took the escalator 2 and 3 steps at a time to get upstairs. And I got upstairs where I had paid for the other pair of socks. And I said to her, I got a pair of socks. And I got to give them back to you because I can't have these socks. And the woman is looking at me like, are you on drugs or something? And I said, here, I'll take these pairs. She says, well, how many socks do you want? I said, I got them, I paid for them, but this one fell in the bag and I have to have it. She said, okay. Thank you for your honesty. I said, please, let me pay you for the socks. She said, you can pay me for the socks. But here was the point. The point was that in that moment, I had to know that it mattered whether or not I took that pair of socks and put them back because I mattered. I had to know that all the praying and meditating and standing on one foot and listening to Oprah and Deepak and everybody else, that if after all of that, a dark spirit on the way to a fast food restaurant could stop by and tell me it's okay to steal a pair of socks, everybody is at risk. You matter. What you do matters. How you do it matters. Moment by moment by moment, you have to remind yourself how I'm showing up in this moment, how I'm standing in this moment, how I'm speaking in this moment, how I'm sharing who I am in this moment, how I'm clearing and healing and releasing in this moment. It matters because I matter. You matter. Have a strong no. Stand in your yes. Make sure that every time you go to the Home Depot, your pants meet your ankles.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.